Hi, how you doing? I'm John Hawkins. I'm at Vegas Geek.
Can you talk further into the mic?
I'm Vegas Geek on Twitter, or I blog at John Hawkins Unrated. And this weekend I gave a speech on how to build a basic plugin, and that has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about today, which is cool. But I was in a session with Mark and a couple of other guys, and we had a nice room where we talked about canonical plugins and the idea of a canonical plugin. So just to give you a real quick overview, a canonical plugin is the idea that when somebody goes to WordPress and they want to add let's say a Twitter stream down the side of their website. They go into the repository and they type in Twitter and they get 22 pages worth of Twitter plugins. And so the idea is, well, which ones are good and which ones are bad? Now, you can use the star ratings, but that can kind of be gamed by having all your friends go and say, oh, this is a 5-star plugin. This is awesome. But what if there was the idea that there was one plugin that in that basic genre that the WordPress community has looked at, reviewed the code, it's secure, and it does the base level stuff of what you would want it to do in that particular genre. And so that would kind of be the recommended plugin. Now, the repository doesn't go away, so it's not like you can't look at the one that was recommended and say, that doesn't quite work for me, I'm going to go get my own. But so the idea behind the canonical plugin as making one in that general area, the one that's going to be picked, one of the biggest questions is how the heck do you do that? What are the deciding factors? And that was kind of what our discussion was yesterday. And there is no doubt that we are at the very beginning of figuring out what that process is. And we were a nice small room of probably 20 people talking about it, and I really think that it needs to be opened up to a wider audience, and I'm hoping that a lot of you people have a lot of ideas. And there's people that you can contact right up here to send ideas to, because guys like this are people who can further those ideas right along. So, well, I'm at Vegas Geek. I would suggest Mark Jakewith, and that's all I've got. Thank you.